many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
The vast majority still of people who can make a difference in this country in affecting American policy towards Palestine, the vast majority of the people are still holding on to the myth that we will try to debunk and challenge today. You can see that the mythologies that informed the conversation in this country about the future of Israel in Palestine is still the very same conversation, as if the last 9 or 10 months have taught these people nothing.
Thank you. company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Life Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our player, as well as links to those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our unique Listen by Phone service, where you can hear us by calling 631-359-8728. A great mix of acoustic music and family fun this morning, including a pop quiz mere moments away in our Youth Express Hour between 10 and 11 o'clock. We have two siblings, 9th and 10th graders, talking about a podcast called Off the Record that they created and that originates from our Youth Media Center. That's at 10 Eastern. And then Madeline Tomko, a freshman at Carnegie Mellon University, is going to talk about work she did this past summer in the university's Summer Academy for Math and Science. And then at 11 o'clock, Chris Hannigan joins us with the music and conversation. We're glad you're here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Ours too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Every morning finds me moaning. I am alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying the dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Every evening I'm moaning. 'Cause of all the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. And I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every morning finds me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying the dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Please,
the Saturday Light Brigade, getting us started with a little touch of Pittsburgh. Tiny Irvin, along with Carl Arter and his trio. Tiny Irvin was born in 1930 and attended Braddock High School. She was born in Pittsburgh. She became part of the Donald Woods Band, which included fellow Pittsburgher Ahmad Jamal on piano. She met Carl Arter in 1944. And it's great to feature her as today's opening song on the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Tales and Treats, a Pittsburgh musical theater program where teen students at PMT Conservatory manage, choreograph, market, and present free theater productions for kids. The Tales and Treats production of Pirates and Zombies, a Scarabian Crucicle, will be held on January 10th at the Gargaro Theater in the West End. More information is available at pittsburghmusicals.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Speaking of our newsletter, every week there is a puzzle known as the Pop Quiz, and if you get our newsletter on Thursdays, you get a head start. It's solving the pop quiz because it's the same one we feature here Saturday morning. And today's pop quiz, name five things you can read that start with the letter P. Name five things you can read that start with the letter P. An example is a postcard. Another example is a program to play. John in Economy just sent a few in, including a postcard, also a prologue, a periodical, a post-it note, and a pamphlet. Quite a few answers have come in already, and we're looking forward to getting yours. Oh, here's Bob in Washington. Hello, Bob. He tells us to credit Joy, his wife, for most of these answers. You can read a press release, a phone book, paper, poetry, propaganda, a pamphlet, a post-it note, a post cereal box, a poster, a post, and a primer, teaching you the fundamentals of something. Ross and Sharon, good morning. Listen to theirs, a poem, a paperback, a pamphlet, a poster, a play, like a theater script, a prayer, a prescription, sometimes not so easy to read, a proclamation, a prophecy, a pulp novel, and also a phone book for the retro among us. I will add poem as something you can read. And here is hoping that you'll share some answers live and in real time as we're together.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Angie and Mars just added pamphlet paperback prologue, Post Gazette, and People Magazine. More coming up. Now the Roaches at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Oh, Mr. Selak, can I have my job back? I've run out of money again.
Is their home at the mountain. They still work the land, and they live in the houses of mud and sand. Give thanks to the spirit of water and stone, where the mountain is their home. At the foot
Saturday Light Brigade with Eliza Gilkison and At the Foot of the Mountain. And the Roaches with Mr. Selak before them. We're getting a lot of things you can read that start with the letter P. You're welcome to add your own at 412-200-5975 if you care to. 412-200-5975. Hello to Barbara, who is in Highland Park. A promissory note, a prenuptial agreement, a palimony agreement, a power of attorney, and on the lighter side, a pancake mix box. Thank you, Barbara. Richard is on the north side with a prospectus, a periodic table, also a promissory note. You can read a project idea. And finally, philosophical writing. Rick in Highland Park came up with five musical terms that you can read, starting up with P: a prelude, parts, a passage, a postlude, and then, as is the case with me in sight reading, poorly. He also came up with five things beginning with the letter P that have something to do with radio, one way or the other. That includes plan, preamble, priority, as in a priority message, a public notice, and a post-incident report. Thank you, Rick. And Patrick has poetry, poem, placard, a primer, a paragraph, and you can also read a polynomial. Tom in McCandless has these things beginning with the letter P that you can read: a pardon, a plea, a petition, probate papers, proclamation, placard. You could read a platitude, a poem, a play, like reading a play in sports, or the script of a play. in literature, and you can read somebody's pulse. Russ and Sharon, oh, I shared theirs earlier. They had some great ones. And I think I mentioned John and Economy Burroughs' prologue, periodical, post-it, note, pamphlet, and a postcard. Now, Mary Jean and Megan, listening with Mark and Irwin, came up with quite a few. Preamble, postscript, piano music, poetry, prose, a pocket guide, a psalm, a PowerPoint presentation, and a physics textbook. You can also read a pill bottle, a prescription, a physician's, that's why they call it PDR, a physician's desk reference, and a pathology report. And they couldn't resist getting another group of five, a pop can, plaque, philosophical treatise, photo caption, and political speech. They also had paragraphs in the Post-Gazette. Now, Mark has puns, palindromes, a proclamation, a peace treaty, Playboy magazine, and a certain kind of novel that is graphic in nature. Jim in Crafton Heights has publications, Post-Gazette, a postgraduate thesis, Pygmalion, and Proverbs. As well as periodical, pamphlet, poster, placard, polemic, pop-up ad, and a Penguin paperback. I have a few more to share with you. And we'll share those coming up in a few moments, just before we give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our History Riddle. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. I ain't the kind to hang around with any new love that I found. Moving is my stock and trade. Think of you when I'm gone. Shed a tear for me. I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I've got 100 more like you, so don't be blue. I'll have 1,000 before I'm through. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone.
gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me.
Saturday Light Brigade with Ricky Wasson and For Loving Me, the name of the song. Hello to Anthony playing along on Facebook. Yes, things you can read starting with the letter P, paper, paragraph, panel, print, and parable. And Pat's has glass. Larry in Elwood City has, part of my prescription is to place a partial poem in the poet's palm before the play, the paycheck, the pamphlet, and the party invitation. Well done. I have a few more to share. Here's Jim in Blackridge. He has a postcard, a paragraph, a poem, a post in the office, a pie chart, a pickle jar. You can read a PET scan, a poem, a playbill, a pancake recipe, a poster, a paycheck, piano music, a program, a Powerball ticket, a phone book. The paper is in a newspaper, a pill bottle, a post-it note, a parable, and a Pepsi bottle label. Gary and Franklin has a Pop-Tart box, a promissory note. A lot of promissory notes showing up as things you can read. Package labels, pilot debriefing notes, poetry, a phone book, a passport, patient charts, a paycheck stub, and my favorite on this list, police wanted posters. Aline is in Maine, Saco to be exact, and Aline has, you can read a print, posts, a periodical, a press release, prescriptions, a pamphlet, a poem, and a passage. And here is Mary in Oakland with a proxy, pamphlet, paperback, photocopy, prose poetry, periodical, primer, prayer book, playbook, a product label, a prescription, and a peas porridge recipe. Well, she's got quite a few. Peter Pan, Pride and Prejudice, Paradise Lost, and Pygmalion for books. For periodicals, Psychology Today, Paris Match, Popular Mechanics, Princeton Alumni Weekly, and a few newspapers, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Pocono Record, and the Panama City News Herald. Linda of the Dynamic Duo has the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, programs, a pamphlet, People Magazine, and Popular Mechanics Magazine. Eva of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh has poetry. You can read a price of something, poster, pamphlet, and a placard. Kathy in Tionesta has paragraph paper, phrase, poster, pamphlet, plan, and a page. It's fun to see how sometimes you have one similar to others, and some are really unique, aren't they? Tommy in Virginia has Pygmalion, Pride and Prejudice, Patty Cake and her new doll, Peter and Wendy, Perilous Seas, poems, plays, poems, psalms, and pages. Just a few more to share. Sue has poster, picture book, play, paycheck, program, publication, poem, patterns, petition, pardon, proclamation, presentation, prediction, page, and a paper. Ralph in the South Hills has poem, proclamation, prescription, prose, and public service announcement. And Miles Z offers pamphlet, paragraph, preamble, poem, and panegyric. Panegyric is sort of like a eulogy for somebody who's still with us. And Pudge, good morning. He came up with a really good addition that nobody else came up with. That's why we call him Super Pudge. You could read a placemat. You don't see as many readable placemats, but they're out there. Well done. Now, let us give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's history riddle. Are you ready for it? He was born in South Philadelphia on January 10th, 1943, and died when just 30 years old. Despite his short time here, he's been heard by many an ear, with over 45 million records sold. He had six top 30 singles from three albums released in 1973 and 1972. In one, he sings, "I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again, I would spend them with you." Do you know who it is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
My brain is always ticking, my brain. My brain is always ticking, my brain. My brain is always ticking, long as I am live and kicking, my brain. Cool little cluster, that's my brain. My brain is steady working, my brain. My brain is steady working, my brain. My brain is always working, long as you keep that coffee perking, my brain. Cool and cluster, that's my brain. every hour, my brain. Cool little cluster, that's my brain. My brain is getting pounded, my brain. My brain is getting pounded, my brain. My brain is getting pounded. Pretty soon I'll be dumbfounded, my brain. Cool little cluster, that's my brain. My brain, it's a cool little cluster, that's my brain.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Yackety yack.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight,
or you won't go out Friday night.
Yackety yack.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Yackety yack.
Don't talk back.
Don't you give me no dirty look. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friends outside,
you ain't got time to take a ride.
Yackety yack.
Don't talk back.
Yackety yack, yackety yack.
You damn kids, you come around here, you damn cool-carrying electric guitars, crunchy granola bars, your damn Bliss Minis, your diaper heads, mix up the whole damn world. Come around here, asking for quarters of the world peace. Smoking that, that stuff, I don't know, that stuff make you ha-ha weed, whatever it's there, messing safety pins in your nose. You're just, you're messing it all right. It ain't like it used to be.
The Saturday Light Brigade from an album called Dillard, Hartford Dillard, Yakety Yak. And Buzz Allison did My Brain. A lot of correct answers coming in to our history riddle. I'm going to share it with you one more time and invite you to join us on the radio if you care to. He was born in South Philadelphia on January 10th, 1943. He went to Villanova and died when just 30 years old. Despite his short time here, he's been heard by many an ear with over 45 million records sold. He had six top 30 singles from three albums released in 1973 and 1972. In one, he sings, "I'd save every day like a treasure," and then again, "I would spend them with you." 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Mark in Irwin has the correct answer. So does John in Economy Borough. Barbara in Highland Park also knows it. Here's Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina, with the correct answer. Christopher in Monroeville came up with it. So did Angie and Mars and Mike and Mars. Larry in Elwood City has the correct answer, as does Richard on the north side. And Rich in Freeport. Tommy in North Chesterfield also coming up with it. And Tom in McCandless, good morning. He has it, as does Gail in Stanton Heights. Going to get the correct answer from Susie, our source in Alexandria. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
You figured this out relatively quickly. I'll be curious to know how so, but who is it that we're looking for?
Jim Croce.
You bet. Jim Croce. And do you remember him from any of the clues in particular?
Well, you know, it's funny because the line of that song is so similar to, like, some of the Gordon Lightfoot songs.
I see that, or I definitely can hear that. And there were so many sentimental songs around that time.
And so I looked up Gordon Lightfoot, and it's like, no. And I'm like, okay. So that's how I got to Jim Croce. But of course, I know who Jim Croce is. One of the songs on my playlist is that one, You Don't Mess Around With Jim.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song, Time in a Bottle. And he wrote so many wonderful songs. Or he sang songs of others too, but was just skyrocketing to fame. And then on the eve of the release of his third album, the single was going to be put out. It was put out the next day, but that was how it was scheduled. He died at the height of his popularity in a plane crash, September 20th, 1973, along with his whole band, Mari Muellison, who played guitar with him and four others. Really sad, sad day. And I can remember that day pretty well. I'm sure some of our other listeners can too. Do you have any favorite songs of his?
Well, You Don't Mess Around With Jim.
Yeah.
Is definitely one of my favorites. I probably know them, but I don't, know them, connected with him. Because, unfortunately, I definitely did think that Time in a Bottle was Gordon Lightfoot.
They do start to move together. We use Time in a Bottle at our wedding. I'm sure other people have, too. It's a, a beautiful song. And Hey Tomorrow is a nice one. Lover's Cross. There are just so many he came up with. Let me see if I have the hits. Bad Bad, Leroy Brown, reached number one.
All right.
A Time in a Bottle reached number one after his death. You Don't Mess Around with Jim came up to number eight. Operator reached number 17. I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song. That doesn't come to mind immediately.
One.
That reached number nine.
Oh, I love
nine.
That one. That one is so good.
Working at the Car Wash Blues, peaking at number 32. And let's see, I Got a Name reached number 10.
Yes, I've Got a Name.
So all great.
That's a good one, too.
All great songs. Well, Charge to You. And here's a very early version of You Don't Mess Around with Jim. Thanks, Susie.
Thank you very much. Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bombs, 42nd Street got Big Jim a Walker, he a fool shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim boss, just because. They say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't speed into the wind. Get off of the mask of an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But oh, no, did I deep, deep, dee, dee, dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slam. Yeah, I'm looking for the gang of 42nd Street. He dropped, took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. Everybody say, Jack, ooh, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't speed into the wind, get off of the mask of an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But oh, do da da deep, deep, dee, dee, dee. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, Jimmy gone bobbling on Lawful Street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody were the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe a song, a different kind of story, when a Big Jim hit that floor. Oh, as they say, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, get off pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where's that, not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, get on board the mask of an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in LA with my best old ex-friend Ray, a guy she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find me, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and sure. I've overcome the blow, I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real.
that's not the way it feels. Operator, well, could you help me place this call? I can't read the number that you just gave me. There's something in my eyes, you know it happens every time. I think about the love that I thought would save me. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find me. So I can call just to tell them I'm fine and sure. I've overcome the blow, I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. But that's not the way it feels. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator, well, let's forget about this call. There's no one there I really wanted to talk to. Thank you for your time. Oh, you've been so much more than kind. And you can keep the dime. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find me. So I can call just to tell them I'm fine and sure. I've overcome the blow, I've learned to take it well. I only wish my word could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. That's not the way it feels. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator, no, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator.
The Saturday no, Light Brigade. That's Wesley Schultz. With his version of Jim Croce's Operator. And before that, from the album Lost Time in a Bottle, Jim Croce live with You Don't Mess Around with Jim, recorded at Harper College, February 5th, 1973. Two people requested a Jim Croce song that I love, you may too if you had the album, and it's not one that was a huge hit for him, but I love that two people requested it almost simultaneously, and that song will therefore